Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What's Your Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Maine interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Lauren. Welcome to What's Your Next podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I've been writing romance books since 2020 was when I first published Throttled, so part of the Dirty Air series. And it's really kind of kept going since then. I started with one, and it's kind of like, you know, when you read, you know, one book and then you keep going and going and reading more chapters. So I started one book and kept writing more and more books, and here I am.
I gotta tell you, the Throttled came in as an FYI, as a Formula One, which is like somewhat popular, like, it's now it's like a fairly popular, you know, community. Like, even my parents watch Formula One. I was like, what?
No way.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, you know, this one. I was like, what are you talking about?
I know the fandom in the US has like exploded in the last like year to 2 years. It's crazy.
So what led you to write about that as your debut novel series, you know?
I've always been intrigued by cars, and I, you know, one day, you know, it's hard, like, as a couple to choose an episode of TV, or even for yourself, it's hard to pick an episode of, like, what you want to watch. So we finally agreed on watching the Drive to Survive series on Netflix, and it just hit me while watching that series. Like, I pulled out my phone. It was, like, the last episode of season one, and I was like, oh, like, what if a rival, you know, like their teammate's sister, like, that could be like a fun, you know, kind of like forbidden romance. And it was just like a one liner. And that's kind of how it's really started.
I love this. And it just like it snowballed from there.
So yes,
you have four books in that series. And then now you have the Dreamland Billionaire series. So talk to this new series that you have been coming out of the final book. It comes out at the end of the month.
I know it's really wild to think that it's the final one because I've grown up in Florida my whole life, and I've been to all the amusement parks plenty of times to the point that I could tell you about almost pretty much every ride at these different amusement parks because it's what you do. And, you know, I was just during COVID, I read a lot of articles kind of about those shutdowns and just started really looking into theme parks more. And I went down a rabbit hole on YouTube and like these like theme park behind the scenes. And, you know, what I became I just used to go to parks became like this. I knew a lot about parks. And then it just like the storyline kind of evolved from there.
I love this. Yeah, I moved to Tampa in 2021, and I actually have an annual membership to Disney. I have not used it. it is, I'm like, a part of me scared of the Disney adults. Like, they're...
Yeah, I can't say I am one. I can understand. I enjoy, like, the Disney environment, but I'm not, like, a Disney adult. Yeah.
Like, my ideal world will be, like, I'll go to Epcot, eat my food, read my book, walk around, maybe do a ride or two, kind of, like, deal. Like, I'm probably more of an Epcot kind of
casual,
casual, like, Disney person, as opposed to being, like, I was telling a friend, I was like, yeah, I'm going to take, like, a vacation, like, just go to a couple parks. And she's like, you're not going to Animal Kingdom? And I was like, yeah, no, I don't have no interest whatsoever seeing the animals, you know?
So I think because of the Avatar,
Yeah.
It's really popular.
It's really popular, but I'm like, I don't know. So I'm like, I'm a casual, like, I want to dip my toes into Disney World, but I'm like, I'm afraid to just go in. But your book, as I was telling you before, was keeping me company today while I was listening to it. And I was like, oh, this will be so fun. So excited to see this behind the scenes and like, you know, how they're just made and like the cast members and all the fun stuff.
Yes. Well, I went to college with people that did the Disney like program.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of different things that influence the story in a way, but you would hear kind of their behind the scenes of like, oh, it's this, you know, 6 month internship. And some people extended it, you know, a year, a year and a half, and then they end up working there. So kind of like learning their perspectives too, give a bit of influence as well.
All right, so let's chat about like the predicament that your heroes have and that leads the story to happen. So
Oh, grandpa.
your grandpa left a will,
Yes.
and each hero has a story,
They do. And I think with the grandpa, it became like this funny, like side character that never really was. You know, like he's there, but and you as a reader, it's kind of this like, I don't know if the proper term is like breaking that like fourth wall or something, but it's like as a reader, you know, the grandpa's kind of like behind the scenes, like messing with them. And whatnot, and like you know that the intention is to kind of fix their lives in a way, but then the characters don't know that. So like we're in on that, and then they don't. So he became like this fun tease that I've done with like my readers and whatnot on Instagram, and people like make reels of him. It's hilarious.
So for the listeners who have not picked up the series, the grandpa leaves passes away, and in his will leaves each of the brothers a set of things that they need to do in order to get the inheritance. And so, but they need to get the inheritance because their dad is the somewhat villain. He's not a good dad, and so they want to avoid his dad get their dad getting the money or the power or any type of things. And
They
so they
don't
don't
like
like him. So each one of them has a task to do. So the first task is like actually build a ride and do this. There's another
him.
one that has like marry a girl and impregnate her,
Kind of an unfair balance.
So each one of them has a task and they're not happy about it, but they want to get the money.
Right, because they're so motivated by money, you know, and by the power dynamic of kind of like screwing over their father, really at the end of the day. Like that's the driving force of this. Plus, you know, $25 billion sounds amazing to anyone who could say no.
Who can say no? I think they're more motivated by like, I don't want my dad to have any type of touch, any type of money or power or any type of thing. So they'll do everything they can for that. The money is important because they grew up with it, but I feel like they haven't grown up without it. So they don't feel the need of like, oh, if I lose money, it's not gonna like they don't know what being poor is. And they learn that. I think they learn that by with the interactions they have with the other characters of what being poor looks like in quote unquote, which is middle class or
To
like us
them.
plebeians,
Us people that live in like normal everyday lives compared to them. And it's hard, you know, like I'm absolutely not, nor never will be a billionaire. So it's like making them kind of relatable in a way, like they have parent issues too, but at the same time they need a reality check because they live on another planet. They could afford another planet. I mean, it's just like you're absolutely correct of like they are doing it for the dad mostly, and I think, you know, eventually it switches for them of they're motivated by their own, like, you know, maybe I actually want this, like maybe I do want a child or a family, maybe I do want to become this director of this park and then Cal.
It's good. So let's chat about the final offer, which is the final book. And they can be read as a standalone. You can read them out of order, but it's best if you read them in order. Talk to about Cal's book. What can we expect from his book?
I think, and what I've been told is like when people expect something from it, like they end up getting the complete opposite. So, because I think people like, and I expected it too. So that's the funny thing. It's like when I went and sat down and started writing Cal's story, I expected like an office romance. You know, they're kind of like a certain type of trope. Like I wasn't sure 100%, but for sure, like office, hate to love. And then I completely scrapped that draft and went, like, did a U-turn and did like small town, childhood best friends, like the complete opposite of whatever you could expect of his book. Pretty much.
But I can see that after meeting Cal, especially in terms and conditions, you can see that happening. You can see like, okay, you need a little shock to the system, because I feel like in office, hate to lovers, it's too close to terms and conditions, So I think it's a good refresh and like reset, we're gonna give you what you need, not what you think you need, what
Exactly, like what Cal needs. Cal needs, he's not an office guy. I mean, I really did try to write a good like at least 15,000 words of him doing this task in like a business setting. And I was like, this is not him.
Yeah,
Like, who am I kidding? He hates these types of jobs. So I think it was a really good reset. And I enjoy doing that. It's like, it keeps me fresh too, of I'm not writing another office romance. I'm like gonna really branch out.
I love this. And so, all right, so let's chat. So what can we expect after this series? Are we expecting more books and other series or other stuff? What can you,
Yeah, I don't know what I'm like at liberty to share, but there will be more series from me. I think those are my favorite types of things to write are interconnected standalones. And, you know, I think with like Dirty Air, it was friends. With this series, it's brothers. And I think with the next series, a good mix could be nice. I'm not 100% certain. Yeah, a mix, you know, of people that know each other. I do like keeping it 3 to 4 books. I will say that's my sweet spot.
Yeah, I like that sweet spot. I think it's like gets you enough for the reader, for someone who is like not intimidated by like a large 10 book series where it's like, okay, I can't
Yeah, I'm intimidated by that.
yeah, I'm intimidated by writing it.
By both, by reading it, by writing it. I'm the type of person that even watching television, it's hard for me to like, even if I love the show, I'm a diehard fan. I can't finish the last season. It's just something in me. I don't know. So, like, I would have commitment issues.
Yeah, so I think it's like a good sweet spot. So I'm glad that we're going to get more books from you, and I'm glad that we're starting to get some audiobooks too. So, which is
Yes.
exciting.
Yeah, for all of them. I've actually sent in all the narrators. They're being recorded now. I even sent for the future book. I'm getting ahead, which is a rarity for me.
Yay, this is very exciting. So, Lauren, let's chat about some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Oh my goodness. I have a very strange taste. By strange, I mean like eclectic of it's kind of everywhere as far as romance goes. So I would say if I was recommending more like contemporary, I loved picking up Elsie Silver's books. Yeah, I don't know if you've read her. Yeah. her first series, like the one that's complete, that's the first time I read her and I really enjoyed all of them. So like if that's, you know, the contemporary mood, I would recommend that. I did finish, and this is kind of cheating, but an arc for Happy Place by Emily Henry, and I really enjoyed it.
I read that too.
Yeah.
It's so
Oh
good.
yeah. It was really good. Like I felt like I just like wanted to be part of that group of friends. And it reminded me the importance of friends. Yeah, I was like, where do I find these people? And why didn't I meet them in college?
Why do we just like spend all this time like going to this trip and having these memories in this beautiful house,
I
and
know. I mean, it sounds like a great time. And if I had a friend that had a main house, I mean, I guess I would live my best life. So you'd go to a happy place. So I really enjoyed that. And then this is where the eclectic part comes in because I love like paranormal romances, like sci-fi. I do love fantasy as well. So like that's where I mainly read.
Ooh. So
Yeah.
what kind of fantasy? Someone who's like newish to the genre, which ones would you recommend to as an introduction, or which ones are your like the ones that you go back to and you're like, okay, I definitely will love this book again and again and again.
That's a great question because I feel like I have some of my favorites that I'm like, okay, I read this one again and again. So, and this one's kind of a wild card, but every time I recommend it to someone, they really enjoy it. And it's Bound to the Battle God by Ruby Dixon. So, those, and then, yeah, so basically, and there's a similar series by Kristen Ashley called like the Fantasyland series, where, oh, yeah, you've read that one?
Yeah, I read that. I listened to those ones actually. It's on
Oh,
Kindle.
no, it's so hard to find people that have listened to them, at least like people that I talk to. I know they're very popular. So it's so cool that you read them or listened. Yeah, I love those, even though I think those are in third, but I could be wrong. But I like portal jumping.
That's a good
I'm a
way to
fan.
look at it. That's like a very good look at it, like portal jumping as your niche trope,
Yes, you know why I think it's a good branch? Because you have contemporary in it, right? But then you have the portal element to then throw them into this fantasy world. So it's kind of like the best of both worlds if you're newer to the genre.
I love this. Oh, love these
Yeah.
recommendations. This is awesome. So, Lauren, tell us where I can find you online.
No. So online, I'm most likely to be on like my Facebook group, I would say. That's where I am very active. I at least go on there once, maybe twice, sometimes 3 times a day to refresh, to like see comments and maybe interact with readers.
Yeah.
I will go like scrolling through TikTok. I don't post as much, but I like seeing content and commenting on it because it always makes me laugh. Like I just like to like sit and my significant other will be like, "What are you laughing at?" And I'm like, "Oh, like I saw this funny thing or I read this funny post by someone." And then on Instagram, I'll go through like my tagged photos more often than kind of my DMs. So I'll interact with people in that way. I'm not as great with my DMs anymore. I wish I was better.
That's okay. So now we know. So, Lauren, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was a great time.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.